of quarrel and hypocrisy. Hypocrisy. This is a modern age as per the Vedic scriptures. This age, before that there was Dwapar Yug. Dwapar Yug was better than Kali Yug. Before that there was Treta Yug, which was better than Dwapar. And Satyug was much better than Treta also.
What will be after
Satyug? Again Satyug will come. कहते हैं ना कि जब रात का अंधकार बहुत बढ़ जाए तो समझना चाहिए कि सुबह होने वाला है ना. एंड डार्कनेस ऑफ लाइट नाइट बिकम्स इंटेंस देन यू शुड अंडरस्टैंड दैट मॉर्निंग इज गोइंग टू कम. लाइक व्हेन डार्कनेस ऑफ कलयुग इज विल इंक्रीज देन यू शुड अंडरस्टैंड दैट सत्ययुग इज गोइंग टू कम. वेरी हे साइकिल. Again, Satyug, Treta, Dwapar, Kali. This comes like a cycle. And you will be amazed to know some statistics, I'll tell you. So be ready to listen. So how much duration is the Kali duration? How much?
437,000 years.
432,000 years. Kali only. It's surprising, isn't it?
How many years have been gone?
5 years. 5,000 years. And Dwapar? Dwapar duration? How much? Dwapar Yug?
50 years.
Double then, Kali Yug. 864,000 years. And Treta Yug?
Triple.
In, you know? Interpolation किया. Arithmetic progression में बढ़ेगा. AP है ना. Double means triple. 12 lakh 96,000. And then Satyug 17 lakh. 20 lakh 28,000 years. Total, if you add all four, how much? 43 lakh 20,000. 4 lakh 32,000 into 10. That is 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus 4, 10 into 4 lakh 32,000. 10 into 4 lakh 32,000. This is the one cycle of Kali Yuga. No one is more four yuga. This is called Mahayuga. Four yugas together is called Mahayuga.
How many cycles already gone?
So this is Brahma's. In Brahma's one day, 12 hours, there are 1,000 Mahayugas. 1,000 Mahayugas means 1,000 into 43 lakh 20,000 years. That is called one kalpa.
One kalpa.
Time scale, Vedic time scale. Vedic time scale is much larger than what time scale modern science has today. So 43 lakh 20,000 into 1,000 is one kalpa. That is one day of Brahma. And similarly, one night of Brahma is also one kalpa. Like that, Brahma lives for 100 years. Brahma's age is also 100 years. Yeah. But his 100 years is like more than. For like 43 lakh 20,000 years into 1,000 times more than ours. So that is the difference. And Kali Yuga, we are in that. Now, for Brahma, one day, 12 hours, the 28th Mahayuga has passed. 28th cycle has passed, now 28th is going on. In 28th, the last is Kali Yuga. And it is explained that there are 14 Manus in one day of Brahma. 14 Manu. Manu ka naam suna hoga aapne?
Yes,
the first human being. The first human being Manu is called Manu. There are 14 Manus. Scripture says Savarni Manu, Vyavasat Manu, Brahma Savarni Manu, Rudra Savarni Manu, like there are 14 manus. Chakshusa manu.
Hattak manu viya.
बता रहे हैं अभी आ रहे हैं उसी से आपको पॉइंट बहुत आप आगे थोड़ा बढ़ रहे हैं इंक्रीजिटिव वेरी गुड यू नो इस लास्ट क्वेश्चन से लग सो दिस इज सेवेंथ मनु इन 20th मिलेनियम इन 20th महायुग दिस सेवेंथ मनु इज सेवेंथ मनु ऑफ सेवेंथ मनु इज कॉल्ड वैवस्वत मनु वैवस्वत मनु इन वैवस्वत मनु इज मिलेनियम लाइक लाइफ टाइम So we are in 20th millennium. Each manu has 71 millennium, yeah. 71 Mahayuga, 71 into 14 will become 1000. So 71, in those 71, like Vivasat manu has 71 into 43,20,000 years. So in that we are in 20th, and he is in between age. And for Vivasat manu also, he thinks that my 100 year is 43,20,000 into 71. And we think our 100 years is 365 days. This is a relative world. Some mosquitoes are there, they will take birth in the night and they will procreate also in the night only. They will marry, they will procreate, they will do everything and they will die also in the same night. For them, 100 years is only one night. This is a relative world. And they think that we have enjoyed whole life 100 years. But for us this is one night, but for them is 100 years. Similarly, we are like those mosquitoes for Brahma. Our 100 years just like mosquitoes one night. It's not impossible. You can see it's quite possible. And Vedas gives a very elaborate explanation. It tells who is going to come next Manu also. Who was the last Manu and who is going to become next Manu. And all 14 Manus already have been described in Veda. Abhi jo pehle aa chuke hain wo bhi diya hua hai, kaun kaun aaye hain. Who is going to come, that is also given. So Bali Maharaj ki kahani suna hoga aapne. You all know Bali. Bali Maharaj who was defeated by Vaman Dev, Lord Vaman, three steps. Teen kadam mein unhone sari brahmand ko naap liya tha. Vaman Dev, Lord incarnated as Vaman Dev. And he went to Bali Maharaj. Bali Maharaj was a very powerful king. He has conquered all the universe, whole universe. Heavenly planets and hellish planets and earthly planets. All three planets he has conquered. So Lord
donated all things.
Yeah. Then he was very proud that I am great ruler. The Supreme Lord Krishna appeared in form of Vamandev.
One of the
incarnation. Incarnation of Krishna, Vamandev. Vamandev was a very small boy. He appeared as a small, you know, dwarf boy, dwarf Brahmana boy. He went to Bali Maharaj, he said that. Balimara said, whatever you want to ask, you ask me, I will give you. Because kings were very open hearted that time. Bhagavan said, I am a Brahmana, I don't need much. I need only three steps of land that I can make in a small hut and I can sit and I can chant Hare Krishna. Balimara said, what is your fool? You are coming to the ruler of entire universe and you are asking only three steps of land? Bhavandi said that yes, I don't need much more than this. I don't need more than this. Because a Brahmana is supposed to be self-content. He should acquire only that much which is necessary for him. And other things he should leave for others. Other people also are there. Not that I should make, you know, 100,000 crore in my bank balance and other people are starving, doesn't matter. No. People were that kind of religious having in our Vedic culture. No? Let everybody enjoy their quota. Why I should only block all the money in my bank account? But Vaman Dev went and said, King Vasubhai, he said, think again. He said, no problem. said, no, I don't need much. Then he said, okay, you measure. But he said that three steps from my step. Bali Maharaj, he is full number one. Dwarf Brahmana, dwarf matlab, dwarf ka matlab kya hota hai? Bona. He is three steps, कोई बड़ा आदमी रहता उसके स्टेप से लेता नहीं थ्री स्टेप जो उन्होंने वो मेरे स्टेप से थ्री स्टेप ही सेड फ्रॉम माय स्टेप स्मॉल बॉय इज फ्रॉम माय स्टेप हाउ मच थ्री स्टेप देन ही अलाउड एंड देन लॉर्ड वामनदेव एक्सपैंडेड हिमसेल्फ एंड ही स्टार्टेड एक्सपैंडिंग यू नो एक्सपैंडिंग इंटायर यूनिवर्स ही फिल्ड अ होल स्काई विथ हिज बॉडी and his helmet was his head was touching to the Tapaloka, Brahmaloka, the highest planetary system and then the first step he made he conquered the entire planetary system down and Helis planets, all planets covered and the next step he took and he covered whole heavenly planets all planets, whole universe he covered within two steps I mean, while he was doing, his toe penetrated the covering of the universe. Covering of the universe. And then penetrated and from there is causal ocean beyond this universe. From causal ocean, few drops of water came inside the universe. And those waters became river Ganges. Few drops of water which came from... Few drops from causal ocean is Ganges in this universe. And then the Ganges, because that touched the feet of the Lord, the Ganges is so sacred that even we take bath in that water, we get purified. So then Bali Maharaj surrendered himself. Because then he asked, now I have covered all your entire kingdom within two steps. Where shall I keep my third step? Bali Maharaj said, yes. He started crying. He never expected like this. That this small boy can also do so much. You know? But he was not frustrated because he lost his kingdom. He was not crying because he lost his kingdom. But he was crying because he could not keep his promise. That's why he was crying. Some of you may think, oh, because he lost his kingdom, he's crying. No. He was crying because he could not keep his promise to the Supreme Lord. But such a open hearted person. Mahadana. Then Lord then he said that yes, my Lord, you can keep your third step. Still there is one place you have not covered.
My head.
So he said So surrendering head, giving head means I surrender myself to you. And then he started crying. Lord kept his head, his feet on his head, Bali Maharaj's head. And that's what we know. After that, what happened? How many of you know? He knows. You also know? So Lord took away all his property. So maybe people may think, oh, Lord is very cruel. No. Then Bali Maharaj surrendered to Lord. You know what Lord did? Lord said that I have taken the, he was the even king of heaven. He defeated Indra also, Bali Maharaj had defeated Indra. He said that I have snatched away kingdom of heaven from you. But I am going to give you something more important now. And he created a separate planet for Bali Maharaj. That planet is down the earth, earthly planet. That planet is called Sutal planet. And in that planet there is no birth, death, old age and disease, he said. Nobody can access there, that planet. And he created a palace for, he ordered Vishwakarma to create, and he created a palace for Bali Maharaj. Palace of, big palace of so many houses. And Lord said that you have done so much for me, you have sacrificed so much for me, so I am indebted to you. So I will be personally your security guard. You will enjoy in this Sutal planet for so many lifetimes, so many years, and nobody will come to disturb you, because I will be standing on your doorstep, guarding your palace. Supreme Lord personally was standing. He expanded, Lord expanded himself, and he went as a doorkeeper of Bali Maharaj. And then Bali Maharaj lived. And he also told that, I have taken the kingdom of heaven from you, but I am going to give you a boon that in next millennium, after Bhavasat Manu, there will be next millennium. And he promised our name. In next millennium, you are going to become Indra. You are going to take the post of Indra, King of Heaven. So this is millennium, this past time happened, but in next millennium, Bali Maharaj, who is Bali Maharaj in this, he is going to become Indra in the next millennium. So that is also written in the literature. That's why I told now that even future what is going to happen, that is there in the future. And their name is there. Who is going to become Indra? Who is going to be? Indra is a post, not a person. Indra is a post. But Krishna is not a post. That is the difference. Krishna is, it's not that this time somebody else is Krishna and next time, no. Krishna is, this is different. There is God and there is demigod. So this is the difference between God and demigod. Demigods are post. But God is not post. They say Indra, Brahma. Brahma is a post. Brahma will also die after 100 years. And similarly, all these demigods like Durga, then Varun, Ganesh, all these are Hanuman, all these Ganesh, all these are force. This time Ganesha is somebody else, next time somebody else will become Ganesha. Like that. These are. But Krishna is not the first. Krishna is the Supreme God. Like just like in the ministry, there is, you know, post. There are various ministerial posts. So many, they keep on changing after every 5 years, isn't it? Similarly, the post will change after every millennium. Once the Manu will die, Brahmaji will die, everybody will die, but Krishna will not die. So that is the difference.
Lord Vishnu has taken a birth in form of Lord Krishna.
Yeah, so you can say like that. That is also actually Lord appears, he didn't take birth.
Okay.
Like birth takes who dies, he will take birth. But Lord never dies. He is existing eternally. He disappears and he appears like sun. No? This is the sun you see, no? Morning sun comes out and the evening. So it's not that sun has taken birth in the morning. No, sun was already there. It was not appearing to be now there. Now the sun is setting. So we cannot see sun, doesn't mean that sun has died. The sun is there, not here, somewhere else. So similarly, Krishna, God, is also like that. So he expands himself and he appears in this world. But then, at the end of his pastimes, then he disappears. And he again goes back to some other universe. There are innumerable universes, many universes are there. So here he finishes, then he goes to somewhere else. He does pastime. Right.
So, Lord Vishnu appears in form of Lord Krishna.
No.
Is there any difference between...
Yeah, little, not difference. Actually, there is no difference. It is just a change of responsibility. Like suppose you are there. So when you go home, so you will not... Like suppose somebody is a magistrate. In office he is magistrate. He is, you know, controlling so many people. You know, giving orders. But the same person, when he comes home, his, you know, grandchildren come... दादा थोड़ा घोड़ा बन जाओ मैं तुम्हारे ऊपर चढ़ता हूँ, है ना? So at home he is Krishna, but in office he is Vishnu. Missing point. In office he is Vishnu, but at home he is Krishna, and he is playing with his childhood friends. You have seen Krishna's picture. He is playing flute. He is playing with his childhood friends. Sometimes he is lifting Govardhan, sometimes his mother is just beating with his stick. You know, he plays like a child. Sometimes he, same child whose mother is beating with his stick, same child is lifting Govardhan. Well, he is like that. So that is the difference between Krishna and Vishnu. But same Krishna, when he becomes Vishnu, then he kills many demons. So that is the difference between Vishnu and Krishna. Otherwise there is no difference. Difference of duties. That's all. And there are three types of Vishnu, many types of Vishnu, varieties of Vishnu are there. So how it happens, like Krishna, first he expands himself to Balram. Balram expands himself into four, Sankarsana, Aniruddha, Pradyumna and Vasudeva. From Sankarsana expansion comes Narayan. Then from Narayan comes again four, Aniruddha, Pradyumna, Vasudeva and Sankarsana. And from that Sankarsana comes Mahavishnu. From Mahavishnu comes Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. from Garbhodakshaya Vishnu.
So many companies have so many duties.
Yeah, so many duties, yes. And I can explain you the duties also, although we don't have time much. But in future classes we'll explain. Duty, each Vishnu has different duties to do. And then from Garbhodakshaya Vishnu comes Chirodakshaya Vishnu. And Chirodakshaya Vishnu lives in this universe. There is a planet, island called Swetdvip in the Chir Sagar. There is a Swetdvip. On that, Chirodakshaya Vishnu is lying on this serpent, Sesna. And whenever there is danger comes, so they cannot go to Krishna. Demigods cannot go to Krishna directly because there is a hierarchy. Like, you know, any problem, you cannot go to CEO. Your manager, who is locally available, your boss. In this universe, the boss is Chirodakshaya Vishnu. They go to Swetdvip and they pray, "My Lord, this demon is troubling us. You know, Ramana is troubling us." They all went, you know, they prayed. So then, Lord doesn't talk to everybody, he only talks to Brahmaji. Because Brahmaji is the greatest demigod in this world. So he will not talk to other demigods, he will talk to only Brahma. He will tell that, "Don't no problem, I am going to come," appears. And then Krishna appears, but he doesn't appear directly. He appears through the Vishnu, Chirodakshaya Vishnu. It appears that Krishna is coming from Chirodakshaya Vishnu. Because just like another example to see, like when president comes to a district, he follows whatever DM says. DM says, "You move this way," he moves this way. DM says, no, you should not go, this is the way you should go. President, "No, I will go this way." No. President follows whatever district magistrate says, according to the set rules. Of course, rules have been made by president only. He wants, he can break also, but they generally he doesn't break. Similarly, when Krishna appears in this world, he appears through Chirodakshaya Vishnu. So that is the reason. So when he appears, people think that the Chirodakshaya Vishnu is the source of Krishna, but actually that is not the case. It's opposite. So this is the whole hierarchy. And but people think only Vishnu. Vishnu means, when people speak Vishnu, Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh, they say. That Vishnu is Chirodakshaya Vishnu. Generally when the people say Vishnu. Because, and many people doesn't know that there are other higher forms of Vishnu also. Higher forms of Vishnu.
We don't.
Yeah. So this whole experience, because we have very limited literature, we are so busy in our day-to-day life. So we don't get time to understand also. So this a great vast knowledge, and it's a great science. It's not a mythology. So systematic explanation is there. So only thing that people didn't know, it's a very very complicated science. Complicated but it's a science. Vedic knowledge is not mythology. Anywhere you find such a systematic, just can you think? 14 Manus in that, there are 71 millennium, then you add 71 into 14, gradually 1000 will come. If mythology and kahi mistake hoga, no mistake. This Purana, you'll find the same reference there also, that Purana, same name are appearing, no confusion. So this is a very great science, because people, this propaganda of the Britishers, when the Britishers came, so they wanted the people of India. They wanted the people of India to not have that strong faith in their Vedic culture. They wanted to destroy the faith of Indians from their Vedas. Why they will do like that? Can anybody guess? Why Britishers did like that?
That was the core which was binding whole India and Indian.
Yeah. When Britishers came in India, or even Muslims came in India, they could not break India. But India was so united. They could came, they could conquer the India, but they could not change the lifestyle of the people. They could not change the lifestyle of the people. They could not bring major change in the religion, Muslims. But the Britishers, when they came, they were considered the malachas. In our Vedic culture, people from the Western countries, they are called malachas. Know why malachas? There are four classes: Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra. And those who doesn't come in all, any four of them, they are called malachas. And they are worse than Shudra. You know why? Why it is like that? Because they don't follow any moral principles. For them, there is no moral. They are just like animals. Sex like animals. They will kill animals, eat like tiger animals. So there is no principle, no violence. They want to cut, they will cut. Like you see Muslims, when they came in, they were just robbing. Robbing. There is no principle. Even in Vedic culture, you see, even there was a fight between Pandavas and Kauravas, there were some principles on which the fight was taking place.
Yeah.
Only till 6 o'clock there will be fight, no killing of children and women. Only on the battlefield there will be fight, nobody should enter in the state, nobody should harm the citizens. Fight will be on the battlefield, that's all. But this technique of, you know, killing the innocent people coming inside is the techniques of characterless people. And this came from Western countries, Malachas and Yavanas. From Western culture. Yavanas means Muslims. It is there in the Vedic literature. There are one category, they are called Yavanas and Malachas. So Indian people, when they saw them, you know, they were keeping distance, they are, you know, keep distance, they will spoil our culture. So they are not getting respect. But then they start thought that if you want to conquer India, because that time when the Britishers came in India, they were not today like Britishers. That they were the staunch missionaries, Christian missionaries. They wanted to convert India into Christianity. So they started doing a proper planning how to destroy India's culture. And they appointed a committee to study. I don't know, you may not be knowing, but the head of the committee was Macaulay, Lord Macaulay. So he came to India and they all studied India. Therefore they appointed some British scholars to study India and to bring such changes. Those Britishers who were appointed for this, they were called Indologists. Indologists. Like one of them was Max Muller. You would have heard about his name. Max Muller. So what they did, they learned Sanskrit. These Britishers, they learned Sanskrit. And then they started giving their comments on Vedas. They started reading Vedas. And they were giving commentaries based on Bible. So the Bible says that earth was created 4000 BC. Now see, 4000 BC means 4000 plus 2000, how much? 6000. The whole world was created 6000 BC. But Veda says that Kali Yuga itself is 4,32,000. So they found the contradiction between Bible and Veda. And then, if they have to accept Veda, then Bible will be rejected. So somehow they had to prove that Bible is correct and Vedas are wrong. So they started twisting everything. And how they did this, this is a great science behind that. How they strategically they did this. So first, they started finding the fault in the Vedas. They said this is not possible, this is mythology. How it is mythology? How is it possible 4,32,000 years? It cannot be possible. Why it is not possible? How to prove it? So then they started giving some comfort. But in your Veda there is Dwarka. Where is Dwarka now? Dwarka city was not there. That was in New Zealand. In Krishna's time it was in the sea ocean. Ocean. Yes, Krishna created a deep. Dwarka was a deep island. So where is Dwarka? And then another Saraswati River. You are in your Veda, it is mentioned Saraswati River. Where is Saraswati River? Yeah. They said all these mythology. There is no such kind of thing. And like this, we started finding fault. They said that, and then they started doing archaeological research. Because Vedas are the history of India. If you read Vedas, there is a history of India given. How 5,000 years back, what was there? 1 lakh years back, everything is there in Vedas. Everything. They don't need to do a separate archaeological research. So why, who has started writing history of India? How many of you know? The Britishers started writing history of India. Because before Britishers came, there was no history book in India. Why? Because history is there, Vedas are the history of India. People didn't find the need. So the Britishers started, the beginning, all archaeologists, if you go and read history of India, you'll find all were Britishers. You read the history book, you see. All Britishers started this, because that was the part of their strategy. And then when they were doing excavation, they were finding the many things which was against Bible, but that they were removing. And then they fit whole history of India after 4000 BC. You read history book of India, you'll find no date going beyond 3000 BC.
Yes.
Isn't it? You see, history of India, any date goes beyond 3000 BC?
Mm.
Harappa and Mohenjo-daro goes 3000 BC. So they assume that 4000 BC earth was created, 1000 BC is took to human being to evolve, to come to the Harappa Mohenjo-daro civilization. So then they fitted whole in the history of India purposefully according to Bible. And later on they said, they created a theory called Aryan Invasion Theory. Further they demotivated Indians by creating this theory, that your Aryan whatever nation it has come, it is not from India originally, but it has come from our side, Middle East. They are not from India originally. So completely they destroyed the Indian state, tried to destroy. They started writing commentary on the Vedas. The Max Muller, there was a person, Indologist, who never came in India. He never visited India. He was sitting in Germany and he was given a lot of money to write commentary, and purpose was to destroy the Indian faith on Vedas. So he wrote 50 volumes of books. Sacred texts of East. 50 books he wrote on Vedas. And what he has written, he has simply, if you read that, simply has tried strategically, tricking way he has tried to disprove the Vedas, that Vedas are mythology. And then, after that, history they started writing, all the history they, wrong history, 1500 years Vedic culture, then Harappa Mohenjo-daro, this is all wrong thing. History of India. This is not fact, this is true. If that is the case, then how so many such a great culture is existing? It's still today. Now they have found Dwarka city in the ocean. In the ocean, they have done recently archaeological research, Indians had done, and they have found in the ocean there is a city, remnants of old city in the ocean. Exactly the place where it is mentioned in the scripture. So from where that city is coming. And now they have started. The Britishers, they were not knowing that time, because they could not do research in ocean. That they missed, unfortunately. Now they are finding. Similarly, Saraswati River, they have found a satellite image of a big river, dried river, along the India. And exactly that is matching the path of the Saraswati River. It is mentioned in that after the Lord Krishna's departure, Saraswati River disappeared. And gradually, it is also mentioned that gradually in the Kali Yuga, Ganga will also disappear and Jamuna will also disappear gradually. The more sin will increase on the earth, gradually all these sacred rivers will disappear. And already you can see Yamuna. Yamuna is, you go see Yamuna in Greater Noida when we go. It's almost like a lake.
Yeah.
And gradually it is disappearing. You can see also. So these are the vision of the scriptures mentioned in the Vedic scriptures, which is 100% correct. But strategically, they proved it that this is wrong. And they had been successful also in that. Quite successful. But modern Indians, unfortunately, they all, somehow or other, particularly modern generation like you all, they have full faith that Vedas are much worse. There is nothing useful in Vedas. And they have full faith. No? Even they don't want to know that what is there in the Vedas. That is the misfortune of modern generation. How it is true that Vedas are mythology, they don't even want to find out. No, this is mythology. I don't want to listen anything about Vedas. That's all. Now let us go deep and try to search how Veda can be mythology. So Vedas are like Ayurveda, one of the part of Vedas.
Atharva.
So Ayurveda, you know, everybody uses Ayurvedic medicine. Does it work in life?
Yes.
Is it mythology?
No.
अगर इमेजिनेशन है अंध विश्वास है तो आप इसको रोग कैसे ठीक कर रहे हैं पीपल से दिस इज इमेजिनेशन माइथोलॉजी का मतलब क्या है अंधविश्वास जो इमेजिन किया हुआ कुछ स्टोरी कुछ चीजें लिख दिया गया है पुरानी चीजें हैं सब अंधविश्वास बकवास है बट इज नॉट बकवास दिस इज वर्किंग यू यूज आयुर्वेद इट विल क्योर योर डिजीज नो साइड इफेक्ट और जड़ से समाप्त करेगा आपको एलोपैथिक मेडिसिन इसको दबाता है और ये जड़ से समाप्त कर देता है उसको इट्स सो पावरफुल हाउ इट कैन बी माइथोलॉजी सिमिलरली देर इज ग्रेट साइंस मेनी साइंसेज आर देयर लाइक वास्तुशास्त्र बिल्डिंग कंस्ट्रक्शन साइंस विमान शास्त्र एरोनॉटिक साइंस देयर आर थ्री टाइप्स ऑफ विमान आर एक्सप्लेन्ड इन वेदिक लिटरेचर एंड नासा साइंटिस्ट आर स्टडिंग दिस One Vimana who will, from one planet, one continent to another, on the land to land. Another can fly in the sky. And another, from one planet to another planet, that can go. Interplanetary Vimana. And NASA scientists, they are especially appointed scholars, Sanskrit scholars, to study this Vimana Shastra. And they are trying to take from Veda technique. The structure of the aeroplane also it is given, figure is given. This size, this should be this dimension, this dimension should be like that. So detailed it is. It is mythology, it's not mythology. So such a great knowledge, storehouse of knowledge is there. We don't want to know, unfortunately. And what we want to know, that is rubbish. How it is rubbish? The modern science, whatever it is giving, it is destructive, self-destructive. It's a little harsh statement, but it's a fact. You'll be surprised to know there is our student who is from Delhi College of Engineering. He is working with TERI, Tata Engineering Research Institute. Yeah, and he is studying on the climate change in the world. Today in the world, most serious issue is what?
Global warming
is the most serious issue. In the United Nations today, yesterday meeting was over. In the United Nations, all representatives of all the countries, they were there till yesterday to discuss how to avoid this problem. Because according to the scientific data, he was telling, he is working on that, he is writing thesis on this. He was telling, according to the scientific data, the world is going to be destroyed by 2030, because the temperature is going to raise. Many ways, if temperature rises, then it will not get grains. Many food grains cannot grow. Then many the ice will melt from the glacier side, the polar region, and those ice then sea level will go up. Your cities will go down. like that. So such destructive things is going to happen in the world. And this, how, why is global warming is taking place? What is the reason? Many people doesn't know also. You are going to die after 20-25 years, we don't know why we are going to die. Because we know only what news over we see, you know, a positive thing in television. Modern media is most misleading. Most misleading. They are not giving correct information to the media. We are on the verge of destruction. Because it is a serious problem you are telling, very serious problem. And so serious that you are telling that you will not, the whole world is going to get destroyed. Cyclones will start frequently coming, many natural calamities will increase. It has impact. So, that report will, I will give one presentation on that also one day. Actually report what has been prepared. So he was giving me one report, final report, but he said that let me, recent data comes after the United Nations meeting, then I'll add that also, and then I'll give it to you. So this is the modern technology. But Vedic technology was highest kind and best. Why? Because it was not having wrong effect on the atmosphere. Just to create a medicine, medical science, medicine, you know how much industrial product goes into the water? So much chemicals and so much pollution generated from the industry. To create fertilizer, you know how much carbon dioxide you have to send in? No, we don't know. So much. So all this, where it goes? It is going in the atmosphere, increasing the global greenhouse effect. And then, so this is destructive. But if you use Ayurvedic with no side effect, no pollution, nothing. Simple life, no side effect, nothing. So first you create problem, then to solve that problem you create another problem. Like that. So this is a modern thing. So Vedic culture was a supreme culture, highest culture. Vedic knowledge is the highest knowledge. And Vedas has all the way, like, of course we cannot bring, because we are so much ahead, immediately we cannot adopt the Vedic lifestyle. But at least we can come to know. And we can try to content ourselves now, even today, there is a time. Vedic literature says it has alternate economics also, best economics in the world. The economics, in Vedic economy, is not like today economy, that one day share market will go down, up, and throw so many intellectuals from these services. No, that was not there. So much insecurity was not there in Vedic economy. Today, you see so much insecurity in the modern youth life. Why? This is the economy, economical development we have done. Is it development? More we are in so-called development, more people are feeling insecure. Everything is increasing. Every problem is increasing. Unemployment is increasing. There is increase in corruption, increasing crime, increasing everything. Increasing divorce. All these things are increasing. Nothing is reducing. Moral principle, character is reducing, degradation, everything.
Life age is
also reducing. Life age is reducing, everything. But unfortunately, we don't want to think. People. Because we are so much bombarded by the misleading media. We don't want to think. Why I should think? Vedic economy was based on the simple lifestyle. You have a land. You have a cow, okay? Land, you don't have to, you know, update land. No. Any gas software, badal ke update karo isko. Koi naya software dal. No. Expire, ho gaya. Nahi, no expiry. Yani ki purana ho gaya land. Purana land aur zyada cultivate hota hai. So land is, you have for always, isn't it? You put one seed and 1000 seed will come out, isn't it? And don't have to put effort, just put seed and it will grow. And therefore for annual, you know, whatever eating is required, that you can produce from land, isn't it? And cloth also you can produce very easily. Charkha hota tha, aram se baith ke apna ghar mein hi apna kam, ye nahi ki humko America se kapda aayega export karke tabhi hum pahnenge. अपने घर में जो जब मन किया कपड़ा बना के अपना पहन लिया. हैंडमेड हैंडमेड टेक्निक टेक्नोलॉजी. एंड देन देर वॉज काउज, देर आर काउज, काउज आर गिविंग मिल्क. यू हैव वन काउ एंड शी विल गिव मिल्क, विल बी वेरी न्यूट्रिशियस, सो न्यूट्रिशियस मिल्क. एंड यू ड्रिंक द मिल्क काउज, यू डोंट हैव टू फीड, यू नो. A land is there and the grass is naturally growing. You know, see, God has created such a machine. He put grass and milk is coming. Tell scientists, you produce a machine where you put grass and milk will come. Can they produce?
No.
God has done that. Can they produce a land? That they put 1,000 seed and 1,000 seed will come. Even they cannot produce even a single seed in their laboratory, single grain. So much scientific advancement we today, till today, they cannot produce even a blade of grass in their laboratory. They are simply taking from God. All the grains they are taking from God, all the material minerals they are taking from God, all chemicals they are taking from nature. So the grains, such a system. And cow is not that your computer today you bought and after 10 years computer is old now. No. Before cow gets old, it will give you 2-3 more cows. Before cow dies, you will get another 3-4 cows with you. So no, you know, tension at all. That kahan pe market upar ja raha hai, niche ja raha hai, koi tension nahi hai. Lekin nahi. America mein kuch hua, pura India mein ladko ko nikal diya. कौन सी बात, व्हाट इज दिस, यू डू नॉनसेंस इन अमेरिका एंड हियर इंडियंस आर थ्रोन आउट, व्हाट इज दिस, व्हाट काइंड ऑफ इकोनॉमी वी आर डेवलपिंग. सो दिस इज द प्रॉब्लम. एंड देयरफॉर एवरीबॉडी वाज इंडिपेंडेंट इन वैदिक कल्चर, नोबॉडी वाज ऑन द हेड डिपेंडेंट. एवरीबॉडी, ब्राह्मणाज वर इंडिपेंडेंट, दे नॉट डिपेंड ऑन एनीबॉडी, नोबॉडी कुड क्वेश्चन ब्राह्मणा. You have to come here only at 5 o'clock. No. Work till 12 o'clock in the night. Nobody can tell Brahmana in medical care. No. Kshatriyas were independent. Nobody was paying them. Independent means no payment. You work, then only I pay you. No. Like that. And then Vaisyas, Vaisyas were ruled, but they are not, you cannot go and question. Once in a year they will just pay tax and whole year you will not disturb me. What time I go to my field, you are not going to question me. कितने बजे मैं काम करने जाऊंगा वो आपका ड्यूटी नहीं है. आप अपना घर में रहो, राजा हो, ठीक है, अपना प्रोटेक्शन करो. बस मैं अपना खेती करूंगा, बाड़ी करूंगा, बीच में नहीं बोलूंगी. साल में एक बजे आके आपको टैक्स दे दूंगा. ओनली लेबरर क्लास पीपुल वेर द शूद्रज हु हैव नॉट दैट मच इंटेलिजेंस, सो दे वर इंगेज इन सर्विंग. Having other three classes, that's all. These four categories were there. And nobody was exploited. Everybody was nicely enjoying the life. So they had milk and grain products. They you get so much healthy food from that. This is very economic, very culture. So simple and so indigenous. You know? Aapko bahar bhi nahi jaane ki zarurat hai. Us samay paisa bhi nahi tha. You don't have money. You know? रुपया ये नहीं होता था, कागज का नोट. मेरे पास बहुत सारा कागज है, बहुत धनी हूं मैं, नहीं. दैट टाइम इज देर वॉज द वैल्यू ऑफ स्किल्स, देर एक्सचेंज ऑफ स्किल्स. लाइक सपोज लाइक ये यू ऑल समबडी इज फ्रॉम हियर फ्रॉम विलेज, एनीबडी यू आर फ्रॉम विलेज, ओके. सो इन विलेज इज वेन यू आर चाइल्ड, यू नो इट थिंग दैट सपोज आई हैव ग्रेन इन माई हाउस, बट इन माई हाउस सो आई हैव चाइल्ड एंड some people used to come with fruits, you know, they had their fruit plants, they will come with their fruits and we'll have, you know, paddy in our house. So I'll take some paddy and I'll go to the that you know fruit seller and I'll give some paddy to him and see he will give the fruit. Where is money? No money. Exchange. The bartering system. And there is no exploitation in that. You know, intermediate people. Isn't it? There is no exploitation. ये नहीं कि आप बहुत नोट किसी ने जमा कर लिया तो वो पूरा इकोनॉमी को डेंजर करेगा. यू कैन डिस्ट्रॉय द होल इकोनॉमी. नो नो स्किल्स का इम्पोर्टेंस था. ओके आपके पास है आपका बहुत अच्छा है ठीक है. आई रिस्पेक्ट यू बट यू टेक दिस फ्रॉम मी एंड गिव दिस टू मी दैट्स ऑल. पीपल यू आर हेल्प देयर इज नो नीड लाइक लोगों आउट पर हमारे पास तो मोबाइल है. दे हैव मोबाइल दे आर नॉट हैविंग मोबाइल दे डिड नॉट नीड मोबाइल. Today, because husband is working in Bombay and wife is working in Delhi, so therefore you need mobile. But whole life in very comfortable, is to stay in the same house. They will not even go sometimes. Sometimes in their life, they will go out of their village. There is no need to go away from the family. Whole business, family, everything was in the same village. So where is the need to mobile? इतना शांति था कि जोर से बुलाते थे घर से तो जो खेत में होता था उसको सुनाई जा रहा आ रहा हूँ. सो पीस यू नो सो सो मच नॉइज यू नो. आज तो यहाँ से बोलेंगे तो बाहर भी सुनाई नहीं देगा. नॉइज पोल्यूशन वॉज नॉट देयर सो मच. इवन टूडे गो इन द विलेजेस लाइक थ्री डेज बैक वी वेंट यू नो वृंदावन इज सो पीसफुल. यू कैन कॉल फ्रॉम होम एंड इट यू कैन हियर फ्रॉम द यू नो 1 kilometer you'll get the reply. Yes, I am coming. So there is no need. Anything there was no need. He said we are having metro rails. But there is no need metro rail in very culture. Where do we need a metro rail? Dur jayenge tab na metro rail ki zarurat hai. So therefore Vedic culture was so nice. You are understanding the point? So Vedic culture is not mythology, but it's a very great science. And they it's not that someday people ask, oh, our ancestors were so intelligent, they written so nice, why they did not do, you know, industrial revolution? They should have done that also. Yeah. I think they did not do right, you know, by not doing all these researches, what Westerners had done. Some people ask us, why we did not do, you know, a scientific and technological advancement? Our people are so advanced, you know. Actually, they could have done, but they are knowing the bad effects of all this. What today we are facing, they are knowing that time itself, how it is going to damage the world. If you do scientific and technological advancement in this way, then it is going to damage. Industrial revolution is going to create the problem in the world. Everything that they are knowing, because there in the Veda it is written what is going to happen in Kali Yuga. You read 12th canto Srimad Bhagavatam. 12th canto, first chapter, you will find everything. Explain what this will happen in Kali Yuga, this will happen in Kali Yuga, this will happen, and today it is happening. Everything. You can read this in my laptop. That marriage will happen just like by words. You say, I love you, I say, you love me, and then they will marry, and then there will breakage also, according to you. You say, I hate you, I say, I hate you, and then it is mentioned, you will be surprised, it is written there. It is written that the people who have grown their hairs long they will be considered beautiful. People who have money, they will be respected. People who have who can speak louder, they will be treated as very scholar, very learned people. स्मार्ट पीपल बोलते हैं ना, बहुत स्मार्ट बोलता है, बहुत स्मार्ट बंदा है, बहुत बोलता है, चीटिंग बहुत जानता है. यू कैन ट्रीक यू वेरी नाइसली. स्मार्ट हो गया. दिस वॉज द वेरी कल्चर. सो दिस इज ऑलरेडी देयर इन द 12th कंट्रो श्रीमद् भागवतम. एंड एवरीथिंग एग्जैक्टली यू कैन सी ईच एंड एवरीथिंग मैनिफेस्टिंग ग्रेजुअली. इट सेज दैट इन कली युग द पीपल्स एज विल बिकम लेसर gradually, and he said that by the end of Kali Yuga the average age will be 30 years. Now it has come to 60-70 years. So it's not a surprise. Earlier it was 80, 90 years, 100 years average age. But it is reducing, you can see. happening. So how it is mythology? You can see that things are appearing. So therefore, it's not that modern science is doing some great thing and which is not known to the Vedic people. No, they were doing. But they did not do it purposefully because it was destructive. So what today's class we wanted to discuss actually the essence, I will tell you. Essence is that the concept which we have in our mind that the Vedic knowledge and God and soul is not important as per the Malecha theory is completely wrong. Because Malecha, they can only see the, you know, what is in front of my eyes, like as, you know, as, you know, as like carrot. And if you put like, if you want as to carry heavy load, you know, there is a technique they used to use. What technique, you know? They put one stick behind the ass. और उसके ऊपर आगे उसके उसको ले जाके जैसे ये ऐस है ना तो ऐस स्टिक उसके मुंह के थोड़ा सा आगे तक स्टिक ले जाएंगे ऐसे उसके में धागा लटका के यहाँ से एक कैरेट लटका देंगे अब कैरेट जैसे उसके आंख के सामने रहेगा पीछे से एक डंडा लगा दिया और उसके डंडे ऐसा होगा कि अगले ही आगे आगे डंडा के जो आगे वाला भाग है उससे एक कैरेट लटकाया वो कैरेट जो है वो जस्ट उसके आंख के सामने मुंह के थोड़ा सा इतना दूर पे रहेगा पर उसके मुंह में नहीं जाएगा कभी क्योंकि जैसे गधा आगे बढ़ेगा तो कैरेट भी आगे बढ़ जाएगा क्योंकि पीछे लगा हुआ है ना पीछे जुड़ा हुआ है वो गधे से और गधा सोचता है कि अभी बस इतना ही दूर रह गया है और बस थोड़ा सा आगे जाऊंगा कैरेट मिल जाएगा और इस से गधा जो पूरा दिन भर एकदम हैवी लोड है वो बस थोड़ा सा दूर रह गया अभी मिल जाएगा बस कैरेट दे डोंट हैव लॉन्ग टर्म विजन लॉन्ग टर्म विजन दे से दैट वी आर प्लानिंग लॉन्ग टर्म बट दिस इज द लॉन्ग टर्म ग्लोबल वार्मिंग ऑल दीज रिसोर्सेज आर गोइंग टू गेट ओवर दिस इज दैट लॉन्ग टर्म विजन टूडे द वर्ल्ड इज सो मच डिपेंडेंट ऑन पेट्रोल And petrol is going to get over. This is a long-term vision. They never expected that this is also going to happen. Long-term vision is actually there in the Vedas. And therefore, unnatural lifestyle is dangerous. So the malicious lifestyle is very, very bad because it can bring so much problems in the society, what we are facing today. Youth, in that time, in the Vedic culture, youth was so happy. Even गरीब भी होता था तो बहुत खुश रहता था जवानी में आजकल के यूथ का चेहरा एकदम लटका हुआ रहता है लगता ही नहीं देर यूथ इन ओल्ड एज इन यंग एज देव बिकम ओल्ड सो मच टेंशन एंग्जाइटी यू नो कैरियर प्रेशर इकोनॉमिक प्रेशर जॉब प्रेशर यू नो वहां भी इकोनॉमी डाउन हो गया मैं सारी सब यूथ का नींद हराम अब मैं कल ऑफिस में अगर मेरा बॉस बोलेगा 20 घंटा काम करो तो करना पड़ेगा नहीं तो निकाल देगा क्या होगा मेरा सी दिस इज द टूरिस्ट सिनेरियो मोस्ट ऑफ द प्लेसेस वी हैव टू अंडरस्टैंड दिस पॉइंट वी कैन नॉट बी इग्नोर ऑल ऑफ यू पर्टिकुलरली डोंट थिंक दैट वैदिक कल्चर इज नॉट ऑफकोर्स इमीडिएटली वी कैन नॉट अडॉप्ट दैट कल्चर बट ग्रेजुअली वी शुड अडॉप्ट आवर लाइफ So there is some science in Vedas which is not even today also they know not known to modern science. Like one of the science. No? You can do anything, modern scientists say. You can do anything, whatever you want we can create.
Nothing is impossible.
You solve the problem of divorce? This is impossible for you. Solve it. Can you develop? Husband is, you know, doesn't have lost trust in wife. And wife has lost trust, faith in husband. Can you create trustometer? One medicine. Or can you create, you know, some medicine which will you give husband and wife and they will come who are about to divorce, give husband one medicine, wife one medicine, then they will hug. They will start loving. Can you create science, this science and technology? Can you create pisometer? आप यह सब मेडिसिन विच विल इमीडिएटली गिव यू पीस. कैन यू क्रिएट लव बाई साइंस एंड टेक्नोलॉजी? कैन यू क्रिएट सेटिस्फैक्शन बाई साइंस एंड टेक्नोलॉजी? नो. बट वी कैन डू दैट बाई फॉलोइंग द वैदिक कल्चर. What the modern science cannot do, it's helpless. It's helpless today. The modern world is helpless to create the social, to maintain the social structure of the world. Social structure is getting destroyed. There is no society now. Artificial societies are coming up. But there is no real society. So families are breaking. See, earlier Sanjukt family say a nuclear family. अभी न्यूक्लियर फैमिली भी नहीं है. हस्बैंड वाइफ में ही नहीं पड़ता है. दिस इज एडवांस डेवलपमेंट. बट इन वैदिक कल्चर इन वन फैमिली देर आर 100 पीपल. कैन यू इमेजिन 100 पीपल इन वन फैमिली एंड सो लविंगली देर टू इवन सपोज समबडी यू नो लेम इन द फैमिली ही विल आल्सो बी टेकन केयर ऑफ. दैट वाज द कल्चर. Nobody was disrespected. Nobody was ignored. If you become old, there are 10 people, you know, father, his son will come, 10 son he will be having. And all will come with different, you know, thing. Like, Papa, pita ji, aapke liye ye laya hu. Aaj bade aapke. Dusra beta aayega, aapke liye, jo hai, maine mango leke aaya hu. Tisra bolega, main aapke liye, jo hai, shirt leke aaya hu. Ab pita ji kitna khush ho jayenge. They're so caring. First food will be given to the elderly people. That was the culture. आज क्या हो रहा है? अरे बुड्ढा हो गया, इसको भेज दो ओल्ड एज हाउसेज में. ये डिस्टर्बेंस कर रहा है, बैठ के खा रहा है और बीच में टांग भी अड़ाता है. किनारे कर दो. हो रहा है कि नहीं? टेल मी, इट्स हैपनिंग और नॉट? यस. सो दिस इज द कल्चर. वी हैव टू थिंक रियली ओवर इट. वेयर आर यू लीडिंग एंड इन रिटर्न व्हाट आर यू गेटिंग? वी आर लूजिंग सो मेनी थिंग्स. व्हाट आर यू गेटिंग? लेट अस सी. Only one thing we are getting. Only one thing. Can anybody guess? That is only one thing. Because of that whole things are happening. All nonsense we are ready to do. For that is only one thing.
Sense
gratification. Free sexual enjoyment. That's all. Free sexual enjoyment. Three sex is the reason. Your divorce is the reason. I want to freedom of sex. Crime is reason the same.
It could be for the money.
Money also ultimately reason is sex. If you go deep, it's a deep statement. Don't see only. एक जैसे गधे जैसा अभी तुरंत डीप इफ यू गो देन यू फाइंड द रूट कॉज ऑफ ऑल दिस व्हाई यू नीड मनी सो मच मनी इन वैदिक कल्चर टू मेंटेन द फैमिली
इट वुड बी लाइक टू बी मोर हैप्पियर इन लाइफ टू बी मोर कंफर्टेबल लाइक कंफर्ट
यस दैट्स व्हाट आई एम टेलिंग दैट यू आर सीइंग नियर बाय लॉन्ग साइट डेवलप लॉन्ग साइट आई हैव सेड दिस स्टेटमेंट नॉट इमीडिएट स्टेटमेंट अल्टीमेट रूट इफ यू गो. This is the reason. See, comfortable life ke liye, this is not required. Try to understand. Comfortable life ke liye jo hai, this is not that much required. Basically. There are four things, necessities, basically. That is the reason why all these things are happening. Eating, sleeping, mating and defending. These are the four reasons. Why we are doing all this.
Last one,
defending. 25% wealth of India is going in defense. Why defense is needed? But so much insecurity is there. Itna paisa, hard earned money of the people. So, this is the culture. Fourth thing, I want to eat the way I want, meat eating. I want to take drugs, everything, whatever, doesn't matter, I like. I don't want to simply depend on grain. United Nations says that if whole world population becomes vegetarian, then we can feed 10 times more population than the present population of the world. That means land capacity is around the world. If everybody becomes vegetarian, you'll be surprised how. Because one, there in America, almost 80% people are fully their non-veg. They take non-veg only. Chocolate भी वहाँ तो उसमें non-veg मिला रहता है. Apple में भी non-veg है, पता आपको? How apple can be non-veg? No. Apple के ऊपर जो coating, red coating लगाते हैं, they will one kind of worm, you know, they are red worms. उसको red worm को पीस देते हैं और पीसने के बाद उसको थोड़ा सा उससे पॉलिश करते हैं. रेड पॉलिश जो यूएसए से जो एप्पल आता है ना, स्पेशल एप्पल, वो स्पेशल इसलिए है कि नॉन वेज है उसमें मिला हुआ. ये हैपन सो मच. वन सपोज दे आर ग्रोइंग काउज, काउज दे टू फीड द काउज यू हैव टू डेवलप द फूड. सो इट सेज दैट वन पर्सन वीट, जितना हमको ग्रेन खिलाना पड़ता है काऊ को कि इतना मीट दे कि एक आदमी खा सके, उतने अनाज में आप 16 आदमी को खिला सकते हो. तो आप एक आदमी को बीफ खिलाने के लिए 16 आदमी का खाना मार रहे हैं. स्टडी हैज बीन कंडक्टेड ऑन दिस. सो देर इज नॉट फूड प्रॉब्लम एक्चुअली, देर इज नॉट पॉपुलेशन प्रॉब्लम, देर इज पॉल्यूशन प्रॉब्लम, पॉल्यूशन इन द माइंड. So much land is being used, you know, today in the world to produce tobacco and drugs, marijuana. You go on the internet and search, you'll be surprised. I was searching one day. So much land they're using to produce tea, coffee, tobacco, and all this.
All the illegal things.
Yeah, which is not needed for the body. टोबैको, टी कॉफी अगर आप नहीं खाएंगे तो आप मरेंगे नहीं, नहीं पिएंगे तो मरेगा कोई टी कॉफी के बिना नहीं, इसे एडिक्शन. बट इफ यू डोंट ईट ग्रेन देन विल डाई, दिस इज अ प्रॉब्लम. एंड देयरफॉर वेदा सेज नो इलिसिट सेक्स, नो मीट ईटिंग, नो गैम्बलिंग, नो इंटॉक्सिकेशन. इफ पीपल स्टॉप दिस फोर थिंग्स देन ऑल द प्रॉब्लम्स विल बी सॉल्व. इलिसिट सेक्स इफ यू डोंट डू, मेजर प्रॉब्लम. No gambling, चोरी चमारी चीटिंग नहीं करना है. देन नो मीट ईटिंग, मीट ईटिंग नहीं करेंगे हंगर खत्म हो जाएगा आपका. देन नो इंटॉक्सिकेशन, इंटॉक्सिकेंट नहीं लेना है. सोसाइटी विल बी सो पीसफुल, हैप्पी. सो आवर पॉइंट इज दैट दिस इज द हाउ वेदर स्पीकिंग यस, तो सोसाइटी विल बिकम पीसफुल. सो द होल propaganda, because we want to enjoy our senses, we don't consider what, how it is going to influence the whole world. Because I feel this is good for me, I enjoy, I'll do it. Doesn't matter how it is going to affect the society, how it is going to affect my neighbor, I don't care. But then just do it, don't care. Bahut log ke shirt pe t-shirt pe likha rehta hai samne, just do it, don't think. Don't think that how it is going to influence the whole world, my society. Because it pleases me, I'll do it. Huh? So this is the reason why people are not able to accept the Vedic lifestyle. Comfort, they are not ready to, you know, that Vedic culture also people are not dying out of, you know, discomfort. You know, it's not that they are not having, you know, आप इनका जाड़ा हो गया तो आपको स्वेटर नहीं मिलेगा, ऐसा नहीं था. They are having sweater, woolen cloths they are there, but not from the animal's skin, from cotton. Cotton was produced, and from that you can produce sweater. Like that. And there are not many things you can take on this path. Therefore, Vedic life is quite very nice. And something which we can implement is some knowledge in the Vedas which is still not known, and therefore this modern science and technology is confused. After certain extent, they are not able to think, now what can we do? This is the limit of their advancement. Like in science of physics. Physics is, has reached almost up to its highest level. Uske baad pata nahi ho kya, uske aage kahan jayenge. They don't know what is after this. There is one scientist called Hawking. Stephen Hawking. मुझे जब भी हॉकिंग कैप्टन हॉकिंग से याद आता है स्टीफन हॉकिंग स्टीफन हॉकिंग ही हैज बिकम मैड यू नो ही डजंट नो एनीथिंग एल्स अदर ही ऑलवेज स्टार्स एंड प्लैनेट्स आर मूविंग इन हिज ब्रेन स्टिल ही डजंट हैव एबल टू फाइंड व्हाट इज यू नो अल्टीमेट एंड ऑफ द यूनिवर्स एंड ग्रेजुअली Even medical science will reach to the point, the saturation point, they will reach. And they will simply fool now, people. So, we don't, there is some knowledge which is beyond our scientific and technological research. And science and technology cannot reach. That knowledge is called the spiritual knowledge, spiritual science. Which modern science and technology doesn't have even a glimpse of it. Completely blank, and because they don't know that, therefore they cannot solve many problems of the world. Problems are coming, but they don't know how to solve it. Like you are having problem of corruption and divorce problem. What solution science has? Divorce problem. Tell me.
No solution.
Because unless you don't start giving value, science says you are made of matter. You are not soul, and you are simply made of chemicals. That is what modern science says. You are chemical, okay? Okay. If you are chemical, suppose I take some chemical and throw in the water, how much will you lament? Chemical ko pani mein fekne se kisi ko dukh hota hai? No. Nobody will feel pain. So where is the value? We are crying value education value, but you are not giving value. You are telling that you are chemical. How will you give value to chemical? This is the technique. We cannot give value to chemical. So therefore, more you become atheistic, more you become go on the material platform. This is matter. Thinking everything is matter only. Pankha bhi matter hai, aur aap bhi matter ho. Pankhe ko banane wala bhi matter. Sab matter hi hai. So there is no value of life. Kill each other. आप ये एक मिट्टी से बना हुआ शरीर है इसमें पानी पोटेशियम कैल्शियम फॉस्फेट और वाटर ये सब है इसमें हम चाकू डाल देंगे नो प्रॉब्लम ये फॉस्फेट ऑनली ना फॉस्फेट में चाकू डाल दिया क्या दिखा दिया आफ्टर सम टाइम इट इज गोइंग टू कम दिस सिचुएशन नो वैल्यू ऑफ लाइफ Because you are teaching that this is chemical. If this is chemical, then how I will give value to him? So that science not known. Therefore, they don't know how to solve. So diverse problem, how you can solve the diverse? Last class we have discussed this only. How to solve the material problems by spiritual solution. So just imagine, he is a spirit soul, he is part and parcel of God. And I know that spirit soul is, has the emotion. There is thinking, feeling and dealing. It has experience of pains and pleasures. It's not simply robotic. It is soul. And soul is full of knowledge, full of bliss, Satchidananda. So then we can respect. So that is, that science is not soul, science of soul. Unless you know, there is a God. If he do wrong, then he is going to punish us. If you don't accept this, then how you are going to be character, person of character? How are you going to stop the crime? Can you stop crime by having your machine guns and police force? No. See, crime is increasing. Terrorist comes. You have so much security, so much intelligence bureau. If they came and finished, how much police you are going to employ? We have to give the knowledge of the soul and God, so that everyone should feel responsible. for his actions. Law of karma. If you do wrong, you will get wrong. That is the law of karma. And that's not something imaginary. It happens. If you do wrong, government will punish you. So similarly, if you do something wrong, see, scientists are doing wrong. Therefore, nature is reverting in the form of global warming, in the form of AIDS. We thought, no, illicit sex is not bad. So nature is reverting in the form of AIDS. So you are doing and you are getting reaction. See, so how it is imagination. Law of karma is acting. If you don't study nicely, you will fail in exam. Where is the imagination in this? No, if I do illicit sex, nobody is seeing me. I can do it. Is it possible? If you do sin and nobody is watching you? No. It's a foolish idea. God is there. He's seeing as a super source. Sarvasya chaham siddhi sannivishto matta smritir jnanavapam. I am seated in everyone. Each and every activity I watch. And if you do wrong, you will be punished. You will be noticed. Don't think that nobody is there, I am in four walls. I can do whatever. If this understanding goes in the minds of people, can anybody corrupt, become corrupt? No. Everybody will do. अभी क्या है यहाँ पर कोई नहीं है पुलिस नहीं है तो चलो मार दो जान से दिस इज कॉल्ड हाउ इफ यू ब्रिंग कॉन्सेप्ट ऑफ गॉड एंड सोल इन अवर लाइफ देन एवरीथिंग बिकम सो नाइस एंड इट्स नॉट इमेजिनरी इट्स अ लॉजिकल ऑल्सो एंड इट्स अ फैक्ट एंड यू कैन नॉट इनिशियली यू हैव टू एक्सेप्ट इट बट लेटर ऑन यू कैन रियलाइज इट यू कैन सी गॉड ऑल्सो मेनी अचानक सीन गॉड फेस टू फेस इट्स नॉट रियलाइज simply accepting theory. Some people know, some people say, you know, because these people want to bring law and order in the society, therefore they put God concept. No. That is byproduct. Actually God is there. And if you don't, and if you practice the way how we can see God, we can see God. We can realize God. You talk to God and God will reciprocate. It's there. That is the nature of the jiva. All of us, whenever there is danger comes, naturally from our mouth comes God, oh God. Even atheist speaks God, some superpower which can help us. Even a person, he is a coarse sinner, but even he will do sin. Once upon a time he thinks, I am doing wrong. He has this, because soul, Krishna is there in the heart, God is there in the heart, he says, you are doing wrong. See, थोड़ा सा तो पता चल ही जाता है उसको. फिर बाद में वो बोले नहीं नहीं मुझे तू नहीं वो क्या है कहाँ है गॉड कौन है नहीं कोई नहीं पर अंदर उसको डर रहता है मैंने गलत कर दिया है he has that fear because it cannot deny this truth is truth like you are the body you are not the soul how can you deny this you are not this body you are the soul it's very deep and he said like when I ask you where is your body what did he say Where is your body?
Body is here. But how many?
Huh?
Body is here.
Where are you?
I can be anywhere.
You can be, but now where are you? Where? In the
now
body. In the body. So you say, this is my body. I mean, you are different from the body. When I say, this is my MP3 player. Means the MP3, this is my MP3 player. I am not an MP3 player. I own this MP3 player, so similarly I own this body, I am the owner of the body, but I am not the body. Very simple to understand, it's not very difficult. Concept of soul and concept of God is not difficult to understand. And for common sense, science says you have to prove, I want to see soul by microscope. No, Bhagavad Gita says that you cannot see soul, because it is spiritual. Even I cannot see my mind. It doesn't mean the mind doesn't exist, because I cannot see mind. I cannot see your intelligence, you are fool. Can anybody say? No, I don't see intelligence, you are not an intelligent person. I cannot see, where is intelligence? Where is intelligence in you? No intelligence. You don't have intelligence.
Knowledge.
That's the understanding point. Seeing is only not believing. Soul is there. We can feel. Same person is there. So how can we deny? So this concept, scientists and Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, you cannot see soul. Because it's beyond the scientific and and technological research. There are some items which you can prove, but some items you cannot prove. Because that is supernatural, that is called supernatural. Supernatural things you cannot prove by your science and technology, microscope. Everything I want to fit in my glass, whole world. How can you fit? You don't know what is the limit of the universe, and you are trying to comment on God. You don't know where this universe is. Can anybody tell the end of the universe? Biggest telescope you use? Can you find the limit of the universe?
No? I don't know where the end of Delhi.
Yes. Even in the earth, what is there? Nobody knows. Even scientists know everything they are around about earth. Maybe they don't know about this body. You know, scientists, they don't know about this body or some of the research is still going on. How they can understand the God? And in spite of not knowing, they comment on God in foolishness. They are simply misleading the people. That God is not there, as if they know everything. They have seen all over the universe. They have found and God is nowhere. They have seen. Have they seen the edge of the universe? What is there beyond the universe? Answer me. Have they seen? Have they gone with the spacecraft and to the edge of the universe? To sweat deep? They have gone sweat deep?
No.
Sweat deep at the edge of the universe. They have not gone there. How they can find? And because they cannot go, they say, I don't, and God is not there. So, they don't want to admit their inability. Inability. Yes, you are doing very nice things, cars, laptops, we are also happy. We are using science PowerPoint. Very good. But don't comment on God, because that is not under your power. God is not under your commentation. If you can create God, can think God by your brain, you say your brain is greater than God. If you can produce God by your brain, means God is greater than, your brain is greater than God. No, you cannot do. God is inconceivable, unlimited, infinite. This concept they don't understand. So we should not, it's good, we appreciate science and technological advancement, but it doesn't mean that you remove God. No, God is beyond our understanding. So this point we have to understand. So soul and God concept where major problems can be solved. If you bring, if you understand your soul and God is there and the process is there in the Vedas. Vedas says that you understand, you are human being, you understand the spiritual science now. You should understand you are a spiritual. Dehinasmin yatha dehe. Kaumaram Jovanam Jara Tatha Dehantara Pratidhyasvatana Muyati. There is reincarnation. So reincarnation, can you cannot deny. Many people are remembering their past lives. Thousands of cases have been researched. One professor, Ian Stevenson, has done research on this. PhD thesis he has written on reincarnation. And found 2000 spontaneous cases of reincarnation. You cannot deny. There is video made on that. How can you deny reincarnation? But scientists, no, I don't accept. Just like they say that, you know, earlier days, you know, they would say, I don't accept that, like Galileo ko maar diya, kyunki scientific research kar raha tha. Uhi tarah se aaj jo religious baat bolta hai, usko maar dete hain, daba dete hain.
Copernicus.
It's correct. So, we are not, we are spirit soul. How can we deny this? If suppose you have searched everywhere, then you can say that I could not find Osama bin Laden. Osama bin Laden is dead. But jab tak aap search nahi kiye pura, to kaise bol sakte ho ki Osama bin Laden nahi hai? So many places you have not gone. How can you say that God is not there? And there are devotees, there are the great saintly people. They have seen God. They have whole life devoted to the God. If they have not seen, they are fool. Whole life they are wasting about God. Shankaracharya, Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, all these great personalities. Shankaracharya, you know, by the age of 12, he remembered all the Vedic knowledge, Vedas. Everything was in his memory. He was such a sharp person. Was he fool? Such intelligent person, he will comment on God. He will dedicate his life for God. Why he was doing? He has seen the truth. Many people have observed, but yes, that needs faith. have faith in being. First day नहीं बोल सकते मुझे God दिखा दो फिर मैं शुरू करूँगा जब करना हरे कृष्णा जब करना. First day you show me Krishna then I'll start chanting हरे कृष्णा. ये वही बात हुआ पहले दिन स्कूल में गए बोले पहले दिन मुझे गारंटी दो कि मैं जॉब मुझे मिलेगा तभी मैं स्कूल जाऊँगा नहीं तो नहीं जाऊँगा. How many of you ask when you enter into school first day? First you give me certificate that I'll get job then I'll go to school. What is the guarantee that after studying 25 years I'll get job? Is there guarantee? Many people don't get job. So what is why you went to school? You should have asked. No, faith. Yes, if I study sincerely I'll get it. So similarly in case of God also, first day you cannot say no, first show me God. Then I will start spirituality, no? There's a process and then when you do 1 month then you will get this result, 2 months you will get this result, that is also there. You will get peace of mind, happiness, stress, will you can control your stress, you can control your anger, you will feel, your heart will be filled with good qualities, these manifestations will take place. And ultimately the result is that you can see God face to face also. But first day itself you know, I want to see God, that is not possible. So therefore Vedas has a perfect knowledge and we have to just go through it. With little faith you start and chant Hare Krishna and gradually you see you find change in your heart. And you see, you will be able to create a first class society based on principle, based on love and based on peace, based on happiness. Today society is in chaos. Because it is not based on the concept of God and soul, it is atheistic society. Atheistic society, how it can bring peace and happiness? It's not possible. You may have big missiles and other things, but you cannot stop crime. You cannot stop wars. See, wars are increasing year by year. Like that. So thank you very much. So start having faith in God. It is not unreasonable faith. We should not have blind faith, but we should have reasonable faith. And actually science is giving us blind faith. They'll tell you, faith me that after 100 years we'll be able to find, create life. This faith. Last 150 years, 200 years, they have not been able to produce even a grass in the laboratory. And still they claim that we'll be able to produce life after 250 years. And we faith. We have faith, yes. Many people came. Oh yes, we have claimed after 100 years we will do it. Isn't it? You might do it, but you don't say that I will do it. Aaj tak nahi kar paye. You say I might do. You don't say we will do.
Scientists are always successful to creating the cloning.
Cloning is not something new. See, this concept is already there in Vedas. When Vyasadeva has done cloning, many things. Test tube babies, cloning, these so many concepts have been there in the
world.
Yes. Yes. Cloning is there. It's not new concept. Because it is doing by scientists, NASA, we think it is great. No, it's there. Test tube baby, they do. What is great? See, you take one and mix here. You are taking everything from God only. And you are mixing. Technology also, the first they study nature. How it is happening in nature. How God is doing. And then they try to, little change here and there. And then they think, say that I have done great. Already in nature there is cloning going on. Nature mein bahut sare, how they do cloning?
Banana tree. Banana tree.
Banana tree.
Cloning.
So cloning, one they mix, take from one and they mix in another and they will produce. But this art of doing they have learned from God. Well, God is already happening. How the plants are growing? They say rose grow, red rose is growing and white rose is growing. So how it is growing, white rose? How is it growing, red rose? They have studied the nature. God is doing like this way. So if I take this and from this red and from yellow and I'll mix together the way God is doing, I may get something new. So they are copying God, isn't it? What is happening?
Yes.
They studied first God. तो कॉपी कोई करेगा तो उसको आप कितना मार्क्स दोगे? थोड़ा इससे कॉपी किया, थोड़ा इससे कॉपी किया और बोला कि मेरा जो क्लोनिंग हो गया एंड दिस गिव मी नोबेल प्राइज. रियल नोबेल प्राइज शुड बी गिवन टू द रियल क्लोनर that is God. जैसे लाइगर बनाया है ना, तो लॉयन से लिया और टाइगर से लिया, और लाइगर पर लॉयन इज मेड बाय गॉड, टाइगर इज मेड बाय गॉड, जस्ट टेकिंग एंड टेक्निक ऑल्सो यू आर लर्निंग फ्रॉम गॉड, वेर इज ग्रेटनेस, योर ग्रेटनेस, द ब्रेन इंटेलिजेंस विच ऑल्सो इज गिवन बाय गॉड, यू आर डूइंग इट विद द इंटेलिजेंस विच हैज बीन गिवन बाय गॉड, यू हैव क्रिएटेड योर इंटेलिजेंस, हु हैज क्रिएटेड योर इंटेलिजेंस,
गॉड,
यस, सो फुलिश आइडिया. Everything we are taking from God and we are telling I am great. So accept that this is not fanaticism, this is science. This is a reasonable faith. We don't say that faith on God without any basis. No, there is so much basis. There is so much science in this. The world will become really peaceful and happy. Nothing we say. Science of reincarnation is there. How can you deny reincarnation? Reincarnation cannot deny. Soul is there. How can you deny? Like that. If you start chanting Hare Krishna, see whether you have faith or not, it will work. जैसे आप गुलाब जामुन, आपको faith नहीं है कि गुलाब जामुन खाऊंगा तो मीठा लगेगा, तो क्या आपको मीठा नहीं लगेगा खाएंगे तो? I don't have faith that gulab jamun is sweet, but if you eat, it will be sweet. Whether you have faith or not, it will work. Similarly, chanting Hare Krishna, either you have faith or not, it will work in your life. It will change your heart. That is the truth. Truth will always work. Either you have faith or
not.
Truth will, either you believe or not, truth is truth. Isn't it? Gravitational law, whether you believe or not, it is there. Before Newton, people were not knowing. It doesn't mean that the gravitational law was not there. Isn't it? No, law was there. Whether you believe or not, truth is truth. So that is the point we want to make. God is a truth, soul is a truth. And how to prove it?
Test it.
Follow the what God says and see, you will get happiness. God says, Manmana Bhavmad Bhaktum Madhyaji Mahamanamaskuru Mami Vaisasya Tanta Prajani Priyasmi. Think of me, become my devotee, worship me, you'll become happy. You see, if you do this, you don't become happy. Follow his instruction. God says that you chant Hare Krishna, my name, you become happy, you do it, you see, it will change in your heart. Read books, read Bhagavad Gita, see. God says those who read Bhagavad Gita, they will become victorious, you become victorious. There is no best management book other than Bhagavad Gita. Everything is there in Bhagavad Gita. How many of you have Bhagavad Gita? Okay. They have all got Bhagavad Gita. From where he got? Huh?
From ISKCON temple.
Achha, very good. You? Abhi. Aap kahan se liye? Aapne? Aapke paas hai Bhagavad Gita?
Yes. I used to stay in Katwariya family.
Achha, there you got. Very good. So those who doesn't have, read it. Hai na? There are many things we don't know. And you should get it. So try to understand. Chant Hare Krishna. That is the best way. Best way to, and it's not unreasonable faith. Enough? Thank you very much. We are late today. It's a little longer class. You wanted to show you slides, but actually this whatever I spoken only is there in the slides. But little scientific way. So we can just go through the slides next class. Next class, okay? And then you'll understand whatever I'll discuss, all are there in the slide. Because when you see a slide, then you cannot understand that much. The technique is that you should not use slide too much. Use of technology. Technology, they are good, you know. But at the same time, the soul is more powerful than technology. If soul speaks, technology they cannot convey that much message as much as the soul can convey. Because soul will talk heart to heart. Laptop cannot talk with your heart. But we can talk heart to heart, isn't it? Or my heart. Yes, this is the interaction, heart interaction. Nobody knows. Heart interaction, nobody knows. They know money interaction. You know? But they don't know heart interaction. What heart needs, what soul needs, we don't know. Soul needs love and peace. Don't need money. money is very little needed. Real need is love.
Is there any need of science in Chua? Is there any need of science in the way of soul?
Yes, this is a need. You can use science to tell people, teach people that you have faith in God. But if you have faith in God, actually science is already there. Do you think it's not a science that you put one grain down in the earth and 1,000 grains are coming? What is science? Science is already there and modern science is just imitating.
Yes.
So science is there. What science we are telling is there. Already there.
The definition of a single word science is yes. No more.
Knowing it.
Knowing more.
As it is. Knowing thing as it is. So the science is there. Okay? So this is also science. Science, but how to use the science, that is important.
Yeah.
Okay? So if science is there, this is science, modern science. You are using God's material, God's technology. So you have produced a laptop, you can use the laptop to see Krishna picture. Isn't it? To see Krishna picture. But the same laptop you can use to see pornographic movies. If somebody is a madman, then he can use to see pornographic movies. Isn't it? And then he will go and do rape. So first they have loaded, you know, whole internet with pornography material. And then they are crying, oh, rape is increasing. Divorce is increasing. Oh, how to solve this problem? AIDS is increasing. How to solve this problem? Why don't you stop pornographic material on net? That will solve many problems. Isn't it? Prostitution, why don't you stop prostitution? You know that from there the source is, that is the source. No legal prostitution should be allowed. Now they're telling that, you know, gradually that free sex also should be allowed. How can you stop? Anything fine. So we are creating problems and we are then crying. The technology can be used rightly and it can be misused also.
Yeah.
You know? So we should, because everything belongs to God. You cannot say, this is my technology, no. This is God's technology.
This is coffee.
Coffee, just coffee.
This coffee is also from God.
Yeah. But if it's done in a controlled way, then it will not create problems. But if it is uncontrolled, if you put your greed in technology, then this technology will kill you. Same technology. Like today's technology, atomic bombs. And they have, you know, bombs and all these terrorists are using it. You created, you don't use that much as a terrorist are using. हमारे पुलिस वालों के पास जो बंदूकें रहती है पूरे जीवन भर कोई पुलिस वाला चलाता भी नहीं है. एक्चुअली आपने मशीन गन ये सब बनाया था कि रक्षा करेंगे, पर यूज कौन करते हैं? मारने वाले. टेररिस्ट इज मोर देन पुलिस, यू नो. पुलिस डजंट हैव राइट टू, यू नो, जब तक परमिशन नहीं मिलेगा चलाएगा नहीं. कोई कोई पुलिस, जैसे मेरे एक रिलेटिव है, उनको बोला था आपने कभी चलाया है बंदूक? नहीं, मैंने चलाया नहीं. 25 साल से रखे हुए पर आज तक चलाया. टेररिस्ट इज मोर देन, यू नो, टेक्नोलॉजी. So like that. But in Vedic culture there was separate technology. If you are telling, the technology was such that you cannot use the technology. Because the power of mantra, based on that, you need to throw weapon. And if you are not pure, then you cannot invoke power. The power will come by purity. If you have some ulterior motives, then you cannot use power. And if you use power, then you will be having the reaction. So that kind of technology was there at that time. Okay? Any other question?
Other question is, like in Veda technical also there is a invention between planet to planet. So that time of technology, how many negative impact of the, like in now technology, there are many types of negative impact.
But that time there was no negative impact. That time there was no negative impact. Negative impact was not there that time. That's why they did not use those things which can create negative impact.
But the two things always
available. So always available. How you, yes, how you
yes.
use it?
That is modern technology is also equivalent to Vedic.
Not equivalent. Modern technology, there are many things modern technology doesn't know. Main thing, like suppose you have whole body but you don't have eyes.
Yeah.
So eyes are not there in modern technology.
So if we have no eyes, we don't.
तो आप क्या करोगे? Eyes नहीं है तो क्या करोगे? आपको बंदूक दिया, आपको मारना इसको मारोगे इसको? आँख ही नहीं है, दिखाई नहीं दे रहा है कुछ? कौन चोर है, कौन साधु है? कुछ पता नहीं तो सबको मार रहे हैं। आजकल वही हो रहा है। So modern technology आजकल जो है इसलिए misuse हो रहा है, है ना? Not rightly. So that time technology was rightly used because that kind of personality was there who can control the technology. The technology was with only limited people who were very first the people who were trained, and when they are qualified to use the technology, then only they will be given technology. Otherwise they will not be given. Like Arjuna. Arjuna was trained by Dronacharya first, and he developed that character, and then he taught him very dangerous weapons like Brahmastra and other weapons. Hanuman is not. See, there are two types of people. Even you are Chiranjeevi, you know. Everybody's soul is eternal. Sat-chit-ananda. Everybody. But we have forgotten that. And therefore, when body dies, we think we are dying. In Hanuman case, that is not the truth. Hanuman has realized. And therefore, he doesn't die. He has got that stage of immortality. And everybody can attain that stage of immortality by purifying his existence. That's the point. Hanuman is in that category.
So, who are the gods? Like Brahma is not God. And
yes.
Indra is not the God, is a force.
Yes, Hanuman is also not God, he is devotee of God.
Who are the gods?
God is only
God,
one.
God
is only one, Krishna.
Only God?
Yeah. Krishna is a God and his expansions. He has expansions like Ram.
Okay.
Eh? So they are the not first. Ram is not first. You know? Ram is in incarnation and he is always existing. Today also.
So Krishna is not the extension?
No, not extension.
He said that Krishna, Ram all are extension of Vishnu.
That's what I have explained earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I have explained that it's not like that. You know? Actually Vishnu is extension of Krishna. You know? So that is the truth. It appears type of, but if you read Shastras like in Srimad Bhagavatam it is clearly written, Ete Chansa Kala Pusunsa Krishna's to Bhagavan Swayam. All these are the incarnation. Incarnation, but Krishna is not incarnation, he is Bhagavan Swayam.
Krishna is a soul or it's a real body you mean to say?
No. Krishna is in our case we have matter and soul together. The body is material and soul is spiritual. But in Krishna's case that is not the difference. Krishna's body is also soul, spirit, made of spirit.
You say God is a nirakara.
Yeah.
No.
So nirakar is like a impersonal feature of the Lord. Actually he has akar,
okay.
But impersonal feature like that to make people understand we say like that. Like suppose I say that you are everywhere. How I can understand? You have one body, how can we be everywhere? But God can be. God has his own personality, but at the same time he can be everywhere. That is the difference between we and us. So sometimes people confuse because he He is present everywhere, but therefore he cannot be anywhere. Understand your point? No. He has his own personality, own body. At the same time, he can be present everywhere by his expansion. Like he is in your heart, he is at everyone's heart. He is in air, he is in laptop, everywhere. Even in atoms, God is there. But at the same time, he is separate also. Krishna is saying, I am in everybody, but I am aloof from everything also. And this concept is very difficult to understand. You know why? Because God is inconceivable. He is the creator, our creator. So how we can understand the person who has created us? When he has created us, we are certainly smaller than him. We are little brain, we cannot understand. So we can just pray. So we cannot have full understanding of God. So he is a complete, like infinity, you know? How can you understand infinity? Can you understand? Conceive infinity? No. Four people have committed suicide. Four scientists. You know why? One scientist was trying to understand infinity and he was frustrated. He committed suicide. He realized, I have video on his life. He could not, he was mad. He could not understand, digest infinity. So there are so many higher dimensions which we may not be able to understand. So one of the things is that God is not nirakar, he has his own personality. How he can be nirakar? You know, he has given so nice akar and he is nirakar. Aapko itna sundar banaya, aapne liye koi sundarta nahi, main bekar hoon. No, he has the best beautiful body he has kept for himself. Hai na? That body is there. That is Satchidananda. Ishvara Parama Krishna. Satchidananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarvakaran Karana. So I am saying that Supreme Lord is Krishna and he has his body. Vigraha means form, made of Satchidananda. And most beautiful form. Venum Kwanantam Aravinda Dalayatacham. So his beauty is explained. But he also, at the same time, he explains in many other forms also. Just like suppose you become angry. Hai na? तो आप इसी शरीर में एंग्री हो गए है कि नहीं, थोड़ा सा मुंह टेढ़ा हो जाएगा, मुंह लाल हो जाएगा, है ना, आंखें लाल हो जाएंगी, थोड़ा गुस्सा हो जाएगा. पर गॉड इज नॉट लाइक दैट. कृष्णा व्हेन ही बिकम्स एंग्री, ही विल नॉट बिकम एंग्री इन द सेम बॉडी. ही कम्स, ए सेपरेट बॉडी विल कम आउट ऑफ हिम, दैट इज नरसिम्हदेव. टू किल हिरण्यकशिपु सेपरेट फॉर्म, बट इज स्टिल कृष्णा, विल लिव इन कृष्णा. पूर्णमिदम पूर्णमद पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णम पुनश्च पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते. इफ यू टेक आउट इन्फिनिटी फ्रॉम इन्फिनिटी, व्हाट इज लेफ्ट? इन्फिनिटी. दैट इज द कॉन्सेप्ट इन उपनिषद फर्स्ट श्लोक. गॉड इज इन्फिनिटी. इफ यू टेक आउट इन्फिनिटी कंप्लीट फ्रॉम कंप्लीट, इट रिमेन्स कंप्लीट. सिमिलरली कृष्णा रिमेन्स कंप्लीट. इवन सो मेनी इनकार्नेशंस कम्स, सो मेनी इनकार्नेशंस लाइक नरसिम्हा, बामन, राम, अनलिमिटेड इनकार्नेशंस. Unlimited. We cannot count how many incarnations. 10 are main incarnations, very known to us, but there are unlimited incarnations. Srimad Bhagavatam has 24 incarnations. Like that. So we should understand this aspect. Yes. Clear? Yes. So he has his form, and he gives so many other forms also. He can come out of his body because he is unlimited. Okay, yes. Last question, then personally you can discuss.
The study has told us that when Bhaman makes the act against his body and takes the universal Ganga comes to the earth, then why should it show in a picture that it comes out from the Shiva, Lord Shiva, or of Lord Shiva?
Who?
Shiva Ganga.
No, yes, that is another. After that, what happened, I did not tell you. When Ganga came, first it came into the Brahmalok. And Brahmaji took his commander, Brahmaji ne unko pakad liya. So then, when after some time, what happened in the Satyug, there was a king, Sagar. So he is 10,000 sons were cursed by one rishi, and therefore they burned in ashes. So therefore his grandson, Bhagirathi, he performed tapasya, and he pleased the Lord, and then he came, he asked that, how will I again revive my 10,000, you know, predecessors, ancestors. So he came to know that if you bring Ganges from Brahmaji, from the heavenly planet, then the, when the Ganges pass through your, the eyes of your ancestors, then they will again revive. So then he did tapasya to Brahmaji. So Brahmaji said, I'll send Ganges, no problem. But Ganges you cannot hold. Who will hold? When Ganges will flow, then the entire earth will be finished. It's so powerful. So then he said that only one person can hold, that is Lord Shiva. Then he did tapasya to Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva became very happy because he said that the Ganges has come from the, you know, feet of the Lord. So if I want to hold Ganges on my head, he could have hold Ganges, you know, in his kamandal also. But he wanted to hold that water of the which coming from the feet of Lord Vamandev on his head, because he is a great devotee of the Lord Vamandev. So he wanted to keep Ganges on his head. And then one hair he removed, from there the Ganges started flowing. And that Ganges is flowing. So one hair, thoda sa ek nikal raha hai wahan se, Lord Shiva ke head se, that Ganges is flowing. So like that. So sometimes people go, oh, where is that Ganges? We have seen that Ganges is coming from Himalaya. Glacier. Yes, that also you can say. But many things you cannot see.
One thing also, Vedic technologies and Vedic education is very necessary for ourselves.
Mm.
But we know government doesn't put any subject, any part of Vedic in our education curriculum.
Mm.
So why is it happening? Also, if government has knowledge.
Because government itself doesn't know. I am telling correct. What government you are seeing, education system, you know who established our education system? So our education system was known as Macaulay education system. Srila Prabhupada said Mahatma Gandhi that come, we'll preach Bhagavad Gita to entire world. You say Mahatma Gandhi himself was reading Bhagavad Gita.
So many researchers and so many educators.
All research are wrong, try to understand. They don't know the fact. Otherwise, why they will follow the bogus propaganda of Britishers today? History are being rewritten. History is wrong.
Our education curriculum is wrong now.
You don't know. Many things wrong. Pluto, you said that it is a planet.
No,
it was wrong. Now you say it is not planet. Your government is putting. Is it not wrong? Many things you are reading wrong. You don't know. Many things are right, but many things are wrong also. Let's understand. And the wrong is giving that bad influence also in the society.
So how this knowledge will be expanded in other people?
You expand. First you adopt this knowledge. Anna? You all are here. See, one by one. You are
people. Limit. Because if we,
it's not limit.
If we put the education system, it will expand all over
see,
the country.
Point is that something which we should try to do within our limit. We should not think to change whole country. Whole expand immediately. Aaj mujhe pata chal gaya, wohin bata diya, Vedic culture is best. It's very good idea, but then we should understand that current is against. Current is against. It's not so easy. So you people first understand, then gradually it will happen. It's increasing. The people in some countries, many people, many scientists are working on this. They are
slow
writing.
Yes.
But it is, it will take some time, but it is going. Because it's now the calamities are increasing in the world. And people have long of faith, they are global warming, then natural calamity, economic crisis, all these. People's faith are shaking now.
Yeah.
Gradually, but it will take some time. Abhi thoda aur aayega, ek kuch naye cheeze aayengi abhi. Some more new problems will come in just 6 years, another 5-10 years, which science would never have thought. And that will increase the faith of the people in the Kali Yuga, in the Vedas. Because they see another 10,000 years, as per the Vedic scriptures, that there is golden age in Kali Yuga going to come. Where people will become very faithful, they will become devoted to God in this age. And that 10,000 years will be called Golden Yuga. And that has started now. So this is that transition period. So you have to just, you all become, and then you see many people will take it up. You know? like us, when we are convinced, we know this is right, we do it. Still we are not convinced. Abhi aap log sune, but unless you don't realize it is working in my life, you will not become 100% convinced. So you all practice it, chant Hare Krishna, and you see, you will find change in your consciousness. The same heart which was ready to kill others, now it will save others. That is the benefit. And we have been seeing it in America, in Western countries, so many people, they were, you know, so sinful. But by chanting Hare Krishna, they become very purified, very much purified. Like that. Okay? So, on the mass scale, don't try to spread. First, Kathana, charity begins from home. Beginning. The charity begins from home. First, let us perfect ourselves, understand ourselves, apply in our life, and then. This is the problem in the people, that they want to correct everybody except themselves. Like people talk for 3 hours, 4 hours on the problem. Politicians are responsible, terrorists are responsible. But who is politician, who is terrorist? One among us. Isn't it? So let us correct ourselves, then help our neighbor to correct. Then gradually, sablo apne apne neighbors ko pakad ke lane lage, friends ko lane lage is program mein. Dekhiye, within very few months, whole Gurgaon is become devotee. Isn't it? It's quite possible. All of you.
Yes. One question I've doubted from since my childhood. Why all gods and demigods are certain this Indian subcontinent?
No, it's not like that. All gods and demigods doesn't take birth in Indian subcontinent.
Yes.
Because we say like that. Krishna sends everywhere his messengers, but he likes India. Vrindavan. This is land of gods. He has his choice, try to understand. On the earth, he has his choice. He can't question why you want to be here only. But at the same time, he sends his messenger all over the world, like Jesus Christ, Prophet Muhammad. India is, today it has become India, you know. Jaise abhi kya tha, India mein kitne states the kuch din pehle?
25.
Abhi kitne hai?
28.
So, 3 naye state aage. So, abhi bolega ki, God jo hai ki, Uttar Pradesh mein kyun nahi aaya? Yahan ke liye. Par Uttar Pradesh tha hi nahi. So we are designating the, actually India, earlier India was whole earth, was considered Bharatvarsha, you know?
Yeah. But we got evidence from Dwarkanathi.
Yes. So Krishna, whenever he appears in Vrindavan only. Even in India, he will not appear in some other city. He will appear always in Vrindavan. Next time also, next millennium, again Krishna is going to appear in Dwapar Yuga. He will not appear next time in Delhi, no. Again in Delhi, because that is his choice of land. You can't question why God is having that choice.
It's okay to choose the city Dwarka.
Yes.
Why all Rama chooses...
That is how it works. How it works. You cannot question how you are using. God is, he has his... you cannot question why God is liking only cows, why Krishna doesn't like buffalo. The logic doesn't work, try to understand. Because he likes that place. He has chosen that place. That's
all the world.
Yes? And it's not that God has. You have taken birth in India because you were pious. Understand the point? The place is already defined. You are defined later. Try to understand. Indians and Americans are defined later.
We have an oldest history. As a Hindu, we have taught that Mahabharata is around 5000 BC and 10000 BC. And all Christian is 2000 BC. In their Bibles, it is 4000 BC.
So they also have oldest history, but they have forgotten. Well, before Christian, they were all Hindus.
Exactly what I am asking. Exactly that thing. Is it anything that we are Hindus all over the world,
yes,
and something changes to Christianity or Muslim?
Yes, that's there. Because it's there in the Christian only, that before Christianity, what was there? You tell me.
Jesus said, I am the son of God.
What was there before Christianity? Suppose these people, what were they before Christianity? Yes.
They are Malechas,
try to understand, listen me. They are Malechas, and those Malechas are explained in the Vedic literature. They are there, their name is there, Malechas. In the Hindu category only, there are four varnas. Beyond four varnas, there are people who are even not in these four categories, they are called Yavanas and Malechas. Understand the point? It is there in the Vedas. So those were the Malechas. although in the Hindu category only, but they are not following any rules and regulations of Hindu. They are the earth only, but they are not following. Hindu is one. Who is Hindu? Hindu is one. Earlier Hindu was also not their word. Earlier day it was called Sanatan Dharma. Hindu word came later, you know, 2000 years back. So this is Sanatan Dharma, but they are not following. There are so many souls, they don't want to follow any rules and regulations. That time also they were there. They are kept in the separate countries, separate area. क्योंकि सबके साथ mix नहीं करते आज के जैसा. आज एक घर में ही पापी और पुण्यात्मा रहते हैं. That time it was not there. For the separate class of people, separate kind of countries. All Malaysia really kept in the separate place, separate area. So they were there. Later on, Jesus Christ appeared. God sent his messenger even to reclaim those people. So then Christianity started, religion for them. Similarly, Prophet Muhammad, he appeared to reclaim Yavanas. So Malaysia and Yavanas, they were terrible. So at least some form of God they started accepting. Like that. So it's not that God is partial, he gives opportunity to everybody, but at the same time distinction is also needed. So you cannot mix everybody. You know? On the name of secularism. How can you tell that he also can pull riksha? He can pull riksha, but he is software engineer. Very distinction. You know? So why God doesn't appear in America? He can appear, but he likes to appear here because here devotees are more. Many devotees here are people he likes. You know? In India there are pious people, good souls. And they are naturally attracted to God. So God also likes to be in those among those people who likes God. Isn't it? Very simple. Why he should appear? So there he first sends his messengers. And when they are transformed, then they come back to the Krishna. Then the whole earth will become Sri Bharatvarsha. Like that. So God is not partial. But we made him to distinguish. God likes India.
Indian
company. Yes. Because why he likes India, that we have to understand. It's not that because India is, you know, now becoming superpower. After a few years India will become superpower. No. Because in India there are very pious souls who have love, who have compassion for others. They can love God. So naturally, suppose aap jo hai wo us friends ke paas kyun jaate hai jo aapko prem karta hai. Usse paas kyun nahi jaate jo aapka dushman hai. Because you know, naturally inclination, isn't it? Similarly, God also has that inclination. He takes birth in land of India. It's clear? This part of the world. And generally he sends, before he takes birth, he will send his devotee only to take birth here. To take birth in India. So that such people come and then God comes. Like that. He likes like that. Thank you very much. Now we'll finish here. Personal question we'll send it. Hare Krishna. Next session will be on the same time, 4 o'clock. Today we are little late. We started 4:45, 5 o'clock only, therefore we became little late. So next time we'll have on time.
Yes, sir. Please take it. I would like to thank the opportunity to introduce speaker. I think in the education of all of us, most of us are knowing about his introduction, what he is previously and what is doing right now. Now today some other new devotees just came up. For them I'm going to introduce introduction about the speaker. Speaker Jay Sundar Gopal Das. He did his B.Tech bid, he won the gold medalist, and further he did M.Tech IIT Delhi. Then he was working previously with L&T Limited as a manager for 4 years, 3.5 years. Then he dedicated his thoughts, his library and